We're looking at a Tuesday with risk-on vibes across the board. After posting fresh record highs on Monday, U.S. equity futures have consolidated and are back to tracking higher. Meanwhile, the U.S. dollar is under pressure pretty much across the board, once again indicative of the risk-on flow. As an interesting note, the S&P 500 has already recorded 56 record highs in 2021, closing in on the 62 record highs seen in 2017, which guards against 1997's record of 77 all-time highs in a year. A lot of this comes from the banking sector, where earnings have been quite upbeat, the latest coming from UBS, which posted its highest quarterly profit in 6 years. Still, we need to be mindful of risks associated with rising inflation, something very capable of quickly dampening spirits and triggering a 180. As far as the remainder of the day goes, there is no first-tier data scheduled in the U.S., and we could get a lot of pre-event risk positioning ahead of central bank meetings in the latter portion of the week in the form of the Bank of Canada, ECB, and BOJ decisions. That's all for now.